This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. From the economics of the thorny geopolitics of Eastern Europe, let us pivot, if we now might, to the economics of the thorny geopolitics of East Asia. There is no on-the-record confirmation, but there's plenty of speculation that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is set to visit Taiwan tomorrow. China is, as you've surely heard, none too happy about it, and Beijing has threatened some as-yet-undefined consequences. But it's worth remembering here that just as Ukraine has some economic leverage in agriculture, Taiwan has economic leverage, too, in semiconductors. Marketplace's Matt Levin has that one.
Back in the 1960s and 70s, Taiwan's economy looked a lot like China's does now. It made consumer goods for export, like shoes and toys, says Shelley Rigger at Davidson College.
Then in the 1980s, that traditional manufacturing started moving across the Taiwan Strait.
Into China, which had cheaper labor. So Taiwan bet on tech, pouring resources into engineering schools and science parks. One result? Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, or TSMC for short.
Today, TSMC is just like generations ahead of any other manufacturer in terms of their ability to make something that you need for the highest level computing.
TSMC produces more than 90% of the world's advanced semiconductors. If you need a super tiny computer chip to power your missile defense system or quantum computer or AI research, you're going to get it from Taiwan. Even if you're China or the U.S., Mary Lovely is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
You know, the metaphor that people use is the Silicon Shield. You know, Taiwan has made itself indispensable to both sides.
But recently, China has developed smaller and more sophisticated semiconductors, and Congress just approved $52 billion to subsidize domestic chip making. Still, David Sachs with the Council on Foreign Relations says Taiwan has an edge.
A lot of the knowledge about this incredibly intricate, delicate process is by the engineers themselves who live on Taiwan.
Engineers that the government makes every effort to keep on the island. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.